Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This week is a special week for both Jews and Christians in Humboldt and throughout the world. Today is called Maundy Thursday by Christians, and this week begins Passover for Jews, mostly celebrated on Friday after sundown. Maundy Thursday has various names. Sometimes it's called Holy Thursday, Jueves Santos, etc. Passover Seder is also known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it celebrates two events simultaneously that represent nature and grace. First, there's the celebration of springtime. Spring is here, even though in Humboldt, Old Man Winter seems not to know about it, but the arrival of spring is always a good thing. With spring comes longer days, the bright green sprouts of seeds from the soil and flowers in the blooming trees and gardens. It's enough to make you happy, and it does, at least it should. Passover also celebrates the deliverance from slavery of the children of Israel about 3,000 years ago. You may remember they had been enslaved by the Egyptian pharaoh and forced into hard labor. The children of Israel cried out to God, and he delivered them by many mighty miracles. Passover is thus a time to celebrate springtime, remember Jewish deliverance from tyranny, and renew the hope that all people will one day free themselves from the yoke of oppression. This past year, there have been many people uprisings in our world, and especially in the Middle East, seeking freedom from political oppression. Some have been more successful than others, and we can only hope that the protests and the bloody repression in Syria will have an immediate end and just outcome. Back to Maundy Thursday, most scholars agree that the English word Maundy is derived through Middle English from the Latin mandatum, the first word of the phrase mandatum novum, do vobis ut delegatis, etc., a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This statement was first uttered by Jesus and recorded in the Gospel of John 13:34. Jesus made this statement in order to explain to the disciples the significance of his action of washing their feet. Tonight, many will observe the ceremony, complete with the foot washing, during which a priest or pastor representing Christ washes the feet of others. Why? Foot washing was normally done by the lowest servant in the house, but since there had been no servant at Jesus' Passover meal 2,000 years ago, the disciples had been arguing about who should wipe the dirt, grime, and dust off each other's feet. Jesus grabbed the towel and basin and washed 24 stinking feet, setting for them a startling example of servant leadership. He called this a new commandment, but it is actually a very old commandment to love your neighbor. The novelty was that Jesus himself set an example how to love. Love by doing what I do. Love by being willing to stoop and wash each other's feet. Today, love has become mostly a star-spangled emotion of mutual and convenient attraction. We would do well to remember that love is more than just an attraction. It's more often stooping to serve others. Those who choose this path are truly free. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.